Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show. I'm so glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here. If you're in early morning drive time with us, that means KWXY, legendary home of great music for over 50 years, 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. Or if you catch up with us in afternoon drive time, that means KKGX, 920 AM where I started 28 years ago, or 99.1 FM. I'm fond of saying I don't care where you listen, just so you do. Wear red, eat chocolate, and spend an hour with me. I fill it with everything I can to make your day better. The Joey English Daily Datebook, and then all kinds of community events, great interviews, great giveaways, great music that would be my recordings if we have time at the end of the show. And then you'll be the smartest person in the room because I want this to be the best hour of your day. And then we'll post everything to my website and my Facebook page, the podcast. Please friend me. Okay, you know the routine. Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Tuesday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals. Tuesday, February 21st, is Mardi Gras and Sticky Buns Day. Put those two together somehow, I guess. Animal Samaritans rescued a doggy named Valentine. Get it? February Valentine. And her seven puppies just before they were going to be destroyed. Now they need to be adopted. And the first seven people to donate $100, whether or not you adopt a puppy, can name a puppy. Let's help. AnimalSamaritans.org. The Palm Springs Cultural Center is honoring the late Les Michaels. It's free this evening on what would have been his 72nd birthday. 5 to 8 p.m. at the Palm Springs Cultural Center on Barristo. Eventbrite.com for details. The Rancho Mirage Speaker Series presents Emmett Smith tonight at 7 o'clock at the Agua Caliente Casino in Rancho Mirage. Details at RanchoMirageCA.gov. Let's play legendary with the one, the only, Wink Martindale. He'll present his legendary history of rock and roll from 1 to 3 p.m. today on the legendary KWXY radio. That's 1340 a.m. and 92.3 FM. Check out everything about him at winkmartindale.org. Okay, Joey pals, first guest out of the box. What's that old thing? Color outside the lines of the box, and I always say, what box? Well, when you talk about there not being any box to color, we always say hello to Dan Foley from
Foley and Stinnett Interior Design.
That's Dan with two N's.
That would be me, right here in Palm Springs, too, in the Design District on Palm Canyon.
Why did your folks spell your name with two N's, or did you do that? Is that your showbiz name?
That is literally it. You'd want to hear something funny? It was the showbiz version for legal reasons. A lot of people in my industry, you know, I put my name on a lot of products and books and all those kinds of things. They can lose control of the legal rights to their own name. And many, many years ago, a lawyer said to me, here's a thought. And I went to a graphics person and they said, great, let's do it. And it's very memorable, is it not?
Yes.
As you always say, Dan with two N's.
And then Foley and Stinnett with two N's and two T's.
Right. I mean, it gets a little crazy, I know. Okay. But we're really good at what we do.
Okay. Give us an update or an overview or a thank God it's over. Modernism Week. Oh, my stars.
It is crazy here. Right downtown is gridlock. Every restaurant is full and booked solid. Every store is packed. We love it. We see it.
100,000 people.
By the way, second only to Coachella.
Yes.
So it is a major, major event for the city of Palm Springs. And unlike Coachella, they not only stay here, they keep their money here. Mm-hmm. They spend their money here. It is so important. Modernism has changed somewhat over the years.
Oh, wait a minute now. Okay. Modernism to me means mid-century, mid-20th century, like me. I was born in 1945. I'm mid-century modern.
Float. Yeah. A modernism float.
So tell us what you mean when you say that.
Well, I talk about really the structure of modernism has changed. Not only is Modernism Week actually 10 days now, which is so funny, but you know, all the major national design magazines are here. They went from doing these big blowout parties now to doing these sort of intimate A-lister parties in private homes here. And so sort of vying for and jockeying for those invitations is a big deal in the industry. It's not really part of what, you know, the normal person who comes to modernism to see is a part of. But all of this in the background, all of the A-listers, all of the movers and shakers in the industry, it's really, really important that we have them here because it helps to grow the persona of the event. It's huge. It is definitely an international event. We have people come from around the globe. And it's just a lot of fun, whether you want the big crowded stuff or you want this intimate private experience as well.
And the police chief's on our show this week because everywhere else in the country, police protection and support and defunding, all those subjects. And I just want to have a nice conversation with Chief Mills, make sure he knows we're all behind him.
Absolutely.
How's the flavor been for the people here in town? Safe, sane, welcoming? Tell me.
Absolutely safe, sane, welcoming. All those things. Because remember, we still do Thursday night, the street fair, which, of course, never changes. We always have a crowd of people for that. I have never once seen a problem, heard of a problem, or been a part of a problem.
Oh, now wait a minute. Been a part of a problem. Let me think that through.
Not in the middle of Palm Canyon.
Yeah, not so it would show, Joey Pals.
It's true, but I have found that all of these years since it started, I was here in the beginning, everybody's very respectful. People are here for a good time. And I don't mean crazy, drunken, debauched time. You can find that if you want it. But I'm talking about people are here to have an experience that they cannot have anywhere else in the globe, on the globe, if you're really that mid-century aficionado. There are other pockets of it around the country. Chicago is one of them. But more people come from Chicago to see mid-century than they can show there. So,
well, Chicago's in a lot of unfortunate situations right now. Say a prayer for Chicago.
Things are crazy.
Any big city.
I was just going to say that. Everywhere it's a problem. They will survive. They will bounce back as they always have. Remember New York in the 70s? Good Lord. But we have this unique flavor here. First of all, we're still a small town, right?
Yes.
I mean, physically, we're still a small town. But we're also the only place on earth that literally was built up as a mid-century modern area. We're the only town on the planet where you can literally drive from one end to the other and see authentic, original mid-century structures, both commercial and residential. So it's a trove for anybody who is into the style.
With all your expertise and all your television background and everything you've always done, will this forever be popular? Is it coming back in some way?
I think that we will always live with modernism and mid-century modern now. It may have fallen out from as it usually will. So let's think about it. 50s, 60s, 70s, it started to wane and disappear. Palm Springs took a big hit in the 70s, like every major city. We lost a lot of those buildings. People tried to convert Alexander houses into haciendas and casitas. But since the return and the global hoopla over the design, one thing we know for sure, it's never going to go out of style again the way it did then. It will always have a place. It will always be popular to some degree or other. You will always be able to find it, need it, want it, buy it.
Now, you tell everybody basically what you do. And then I have a question.
Okay.
Say it quick so I don't forget the question.
Okay. As an interior designer, we can do anything from a single room to an entire house. We can start from the ground up and build outside. We start at the front curb and we work our way to the back property line. And we can do everything, including renovation, construction, and of course, a whole lot of design and decoration.
Then here's my question. Mm-hmm. You were just defining beautifully what mid-century and modernism means. What if you own an Alexander home and you want to bring it into the 21st century, but you don't want to lose that flavor? How do you do that, Dan, with two N's?
Well, let me just say that, first of all, that is my approach to every mid-century house we do here. I have a project right now, right here in downtown Palm Springs, an original Alexander, which we have gutted back to its frame.
Really?
Right to its frame, inside and out. And so the trick is to update all of the systems. Here's my saying. We can live in the past with the past. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We can live with the past as long as we don't have to live in it. And that's the same for modern, right? So we need all of the updated systems. We need central air.
Oh, yeah.
We need Wi-Fi. We need pipes that aren't copper and disintegrating and leaking. And by the way, it's not as difficult as it sounds to update a house. You don't have to strip it to its frame if you don't want to. This was just the scope of the project that we're working on for one right now. But here's the other really great thing about Palm Springs Moderns and the Alexanders and the like. They're not huge houses. They were never meant to be. They were supposed to be getaway homes, weekend places. So a three-bedroom house here in Alexander can be 1,600 square feet. So there's a lot you can do. And it's easy, and it's not so expensive because you're not dealing with 6,000 square feet.
Exactly. That makes good sense, though, because even my home is not a big home. The rooms are not big, and they've got those big lath and plaster slump stone walls, for heaven's sakes. But I see what you're saying.
And that's, you know, your house, since because I've been there, being more in Spanish style, it still has a lot of, that's the other style here, right?
Yeah.
You have the moderns, and then you have these wonderful Spanish influence houses, which I happen to personally love, too. But a house like yours, too, still needs that updating. You know, when you pull through your gate and your driveway and all that, it's this very impressive, sort of imposing, right, as you come in. But the truth is, your house, like many of them, when you go in, they're so cozy, they're so inviting, they're so warm, they're so comfortable that you almost forget about that impressive sort of up drive and gate sort of experience.
But that's what you're good at creating, I must tell you.
It's one of the pleasures of working on homes here, is that we can make them as grand as they want to be from the street, but at the same time, they can be inviting, they can be warm, they can be personal.
Is there a mid-century modern style for landscaping, she asked.
There certainly is. And it is a fantastic question, because here's what's changed more than anything since the day when the houses were built. We, of course, have been living with a drought on and off for decades, and both city, state, and federal agencies are limiting our water everywhere in the country. So there is a mid-century style of architecture, but the thing to know is that it is absolutely desert, and it is absolutely low water, which also means the low maintenance. So you can have a really, and here's the other thing, a lot of people think, oh yes, so it's arid. It's a rock, and it's an ocotillo and a barrel cactus. No, it can be as lush and as green or even as colorful as you want it to be, and it can still be low water and low maintenance to not only save our community but to save the planet.
Okay, Joey Pals, here's the deal. Don't try this at home alone. You need Dan with two N's Foley. I know the website, Foley and Stinnett, STINNETTE.com, right?
You got it, right there.
But do you know the phone number by heart?
I do, imagine.
Okay.
760-322-2268. Call us, stop by, go on the website. There's a lot to see, lots of before and afters that everybody loves, some video and all of that. So take some time and go through it. That's how most people find their way to us.
And what's in the store right now? Where's the store?
Oh my goodness, no, we are a design studio. My products can be seen all over the country and in parts of Europe. But there are stores here right in downtown Palm Springs that carry some of my products. Some of the more modern ones. You can find a lot of that on the website, and either just call us and we can.
I always think of more to ask you. We're out of time, but do people in Europe try to emulate mid-century modern?
Oh, absolutely. And they have their own version of it too, remember. Both built from the ground up like we have, and also old structures where you infuse modernism into them.
Always a joy. I love your enthusiasm. Okay, it's Joey English along with Dan with Two N's Foley. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.